阿们。把下面的时间交给张圣东。
弟兄姊妹平安。
PCL brothers and sisters。
谢谢你们在主里的带导。
Thank you for your prayers。
过去两个礼拜回去台湾。
The past 2 weeks when I was in Taiwan。
主要是因为我岳父他过世。
Because my father-in-law passed away。
所以我们回到台湾去和家人一起有对他一个告别的聚会。
So that I went back to Taiwan with my family to host the farewell meeting。
那我觉得弟兄姊妹的带导也是非常的重要。
And then I thought that your prayer was very important.
因为在台湾他们都还不信主。
Because my family in Taiwan, they did not believe in God.
所以在整个追悼的过程里面。
So throughout the whole process.
那当然他们用佛教的仪式。
They used the Buddhism ceremony.
那整个过程是经历非常的长久的时间。
And then it took a long time.
虽然在心理上对他们来讲会有一个安慰。
Even though they might be comforted after the funeral.
可是在心灵的层面上他们却遭受许多的瑕疵。
But in the words of the Bible, they were bounded.
那感谢主，虽然家里的基督徒很少，仍然可以在神和众人的面前来做见证。
Praise to the Lord that even though there weren't that many family members who are Christian, but we had a testimony.
相信这福音的种子也撒在他们的里面。
And we know that we have already planted these seeds of gospel in their heart.
我们接着以往的交通，就是讲到灵命成长的增长经历。
So continuing from our lessons before is our spiritual growth from the experience of spiritual warfare.
我们每一个人属灵的生命成长呢，从我们的生命跟神有关系就开始。
That everyone's, the growth of everyone's spiritual life is started from a relationship with God.
那我们维持在主里面的生活，这个关系才能够慢慢的长进。
That if we hold true to our relationship with God, then our spiritual life can grow.
所以我们的生活与神越紧密，属灵的生命就越能成长，越健壮。
So in other words, the tighter we have our relationship with God, the better our spiritual life can grow.
但是这样的关系如果被破坏，那属灵的成长也就越来越软弱。
But now, if there is something that comes in our relationship between us and God, then our spiritual life will not grow so strongly.
我们也说到这个属灵的生命跟主有怎么样的关系呢？
So what is this relationship between our spiritual life and our relationship with God?
我们就交通到一个新的关系。
So we first talked about the meaning of having a life.
借着重生的喜，我们在神面前领受了一个新的生命。
And it is through the resurrection from baptism that we have this new life from God.
我们也交通到一的关系。
And we also talked about the relationship of oneness.
借着教会与基督的联合，
is,
我们众人恢复在基督里面原为一的关系。
And it is through the unity of church and Christ that we have restored a oneness with Christ.
那这样的关系呢，也是魔鬼撒旦他非常不想看到的事。
And this is exactly what Satan did not want to see.
所以呢，从创造之初呢，他就不停的、积极的想破坏人和神的关系。
So that ever since the foundation of the world, Satan has been unstoppable and aggressively destroying our relationship.
什么样的东西会破坏我们跟神的关系呢？
Now, what are the things that come between us and God?
所以在约翰一书第二章十五节就讲到。
So in 1 John 2:15 it talked about.
我们一起来读这段经节。
Let's read 1 John 2:15.
不要爱世上的事，人爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。因为爱世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。所以从这节的经文里面，我们发现肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲，是仇敌在破坏关系上最常使用的伎俩。
So in the two verses, we could see that the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life are the tricks that Satan used to destroy our relationship with God.
所以呢，在我们灵命成长的时候，这些伎俩呢，都是我们在与仇敌征战的时候
So in our spiritual growth, it is everyone's experience that we have seen this trick. So at times, we would overcome our spiritual warfare and our spiritual life can grow.
但有些战役失败,
and at times, our warfare would lose and our life would tremble.
所以在过去, 两三个月我们交通到约书亚呢，他被呼召，被神呼召为战士的侍奉。
So over the past couple of months, we talked about how Joshua was called up on to become a warrior.
我们也交通到大卫王如何被神呼召，从事一个君王的侍奉。
And we also talked about how David was called up on to become a king.
这些交通呢，都是在鼓励我们，怎么样在这些战地里面，使我们的灵命能够往上来增长。
And all of these lessons can serve as an encouragement to help us grow.
今天我们就要从主耶稣基督的身上来认识我们的主耶稣基督，他被差遣为救主的荣耀使命。
So today we're going to learn from Jesus' spiritual warfare.
那我们也能够认识在征战中我们的属灵生命如何长进。
And through the experience of Jesus' spiritual warfare, we hope that we could gain some spiritual growth.
所以当我们读圣经的时候，我们一读到主耶稣，耶稣这个名字出现的时候。
So every time when we read the Bible, whenever we see the word Jesus,
耶稣是什么意思呢?
What is the meaning of the word Jesus?
所以圣经里面很清楚地告诉我们, 耶稣的意思就是他要将他的百姓从罪中里面救出来。
And it is very clear in the Bible that the word Jesus means he is to lead his people to come out from a sin.
所以呢,主耶稣有救恩的意思。
So the work of Jesus has the meaning of salvation.
正如耶稣亚,
just like how Joshua, his name has the, is the same meaning, salvation.
所以呢,我们的主呢,他被差遣来到世上,他来做我们的救主。
So God was sent to the world to become our Savior.
要把我们从罪中里面就拯救出来。
So that we could depart from sin.
另外一方面呢，我们的主他也是来做王的。
On the other hand, Jesus also come to this world to be a king.
他也是一位君王。
Because he is a king.
可是他来到地上，不是要做地上的君王。
But he come to this world not to be the king of this world.
他来到地上是要我们来他做天上的王。
But he comes to the world to show us that he is the king of the heaven.
所以当我们明白这两点之后，我们知道主耶稣他来世上的目的。
Then after we understand these two aspects, then we know that the meaning of Jesus coming to this world, that he comes to save us.
所以在这拯救的过程里面,
so in his path of salvation, he would be sure to see sin, death, and the temptation of the enemy.
面对这些权势的挑战,
and then we could see how Jesus overcome all these temptations from this world.
他的得胜呢,表明一位道成肉身的神。
So here, we could see that Jesus, taking on the position of flesh and blood,
在一个肉身的限制下,与世人有一样的经历。
In the constraints of the flesh and blood, he has the same experience as you and I.
这样的经历呢, 让他能够胜过罪死魔鬼撒旦的一个环境。
And then his experience show us how he could overcome the temptation of the enemy.
这样的神的儿女也有这样的盼望和把握。
So that as the children of him, we have this hope that we could also accomplish.
所以我们今天要交通主耶稣基督他怎么样面对一些主要的战役，学习他是如何胜过。
So today we're going to look at how Jesus overcome all of this temptation when he was in this world.
那在马太福音第四章第一节到第一节到十一节里面，记述着主耶稣基督开始要传道之前，他在旷野如何面对仇敌。
And in Matthew chapter 4 from verse 1 to 11, it talked about how Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness and to be tempted by the evil.
所以呢，圣经上就说，当时耶稣被圣灵引到旷野，受魔鬼的试探。So
in the Bible, it exactly says Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness and to be tempted by the evil.
这就让我想到，创世纪里面曾经记载。 有灵的活人在伊甸园有蛇来引诱他诱惑他
Now seeing this Matthew chapter 4 also reminds me that in the book of Genesis it talked about how the serpent tempted the man and woman in the Garden of Eden
试探诱惑的目的都是叫人来爱世界
Because the goal of all the temptations is to lead man into the worldly things. So that we no longer have the heart of love to our heavenly God. Maybe I hope that we have not lost the heart of love to our heavenly Father.
这样的光景常常说明一件事情，我们可能已经落入魔鬼的试探或诱惑中。
And if you have that thinking, that's a sign that you are already being tempted by the evil.
那这样的经文也让我们看见，不论是亚当夏娃或者主耶稣基督，他们在世上都有他们肉身的生命和需要。
And these verses also showed us that doesn't matter if you're Jesus or Adam or Eve, we all face the same temptation when we're in this world.
他们也面对同样的试探和引诱。
That they would face the same temptation.
所以啊，我们的仇敌他最常用的方法就是使用肉体的情欲，他常常要我们吃一些东西。
So our enemy always use this same trick. It's the lust of the flesh. He wants us to eat something.
这一吃呢，就代表与他联合。
Because if you eat of that thing, that means that you are now united with
the world. 这一吃呢，也叫我们与父神。
And once you have taken the first bite, then now you have a separate relationship with God.
所以在圣经里面我们可以看到，主耶稣他禁食了40昼夜，后来就饥饿了。
So in the Bible, in Matthew, we see that after fasting for 40 days and nights, Jesus was hungry.
所以他在旷野禁食了40昼夜，他没有任何的东西可以吃。
So in other words, Jesus has fast for 40 days and nights in the wilderness. We fell.
可是我们可以看到一个有灵的活人，他在被神创造之后，在伊甸园里面，园中所有的果树他都可以吃。
And just like how the man and the woman in the Garden of Eden, God told them that from any tree of the garden you may eat freely.
不管在任何的环境。撒旦他都能够用吃来作为一个引诱。
So it doesn't matter where you are, what your condition is, Satan could always ask you to eat off something.
所以呢，在旷野里，撒旦就对主耶稣说：“你若是神的儿子，你可以把这些石头变作食物吃了。”
So now in Matthew, Satan asked Jesus and said, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread."
那在伊甸园里面。这个魔鬼撒旦，他也可以诱惑人来吃神所禁止人吃的果子。
Just like how the serpent in the Garden of Eden could also tempt Eve into eating the fruit from the tree.
今天神所禁止的果实和不能吃的石头，撒旦都想刺激亚当夏娃或是主耶稣基督来食用。
Just like how Satan wanted to tempt Jesus to be eating the stones and asking Eve to eat the fruits from the tree of the knowledge of evil, good and evil.
所以呢，撒旦就对夏娃说：“神岂是真说
？”So Satan asked Eve, "Are you sure that God said?"
目的就是想引诱夏娃去吃这个不能吃的果子。
Because the purpose is to tempt Eve into eating this apple.
对主耶稣基督来讲
，and Also, he said to Jesus,
魔鬼撒旦就直接挑战他神儿子的地位。
So there, Satan started attacking the positions of the Son of God.
他说到，你若是神的儿子就可以。
And he said, if you are truly the Son of God, then you can.
弟兄姊妹，我们面对各样的诱惑和试探。
Now, brothers and sisters, when we face the different temptations,
其实我们要学学主耶稣基督。返回来看看神的话到底是怎么说的。
We should come back and we could learn from Jesus' experience. What did Jesus do?
所以从圣经里面我们可以看到主耶稣基督他身为神的儿子，他就用神的话来抵挡魔鬼撒旦。
So we see that Jesus in the Bible, since he is the Son of God, he used the word of God to fight against Satan.
所以呢，他没有跟撒旦聊天。
So he didn't start chit-chatting with Satan.
所以他直接用了神的话就把魔鬼撒旦抵挡回去。
And he directly used the word of God to fight against Satan.
那我们也看到夏娃在园子里面。
And then we also see that when Eve was in the garden,
她也知道神的吩咐,
and she knew very clearly what's God's command.
她因为没有正确使用神的话,
but since Eve didn't know how to use the word of God, she started walking into this temptation.
弟兄姊妹, 用肉体的情欲不能成功的时候, 他就利用人今生的骄傲, 进一步的要我们离开父神。
So we see that if Satan fails on using the lust of the flesh, he will start using the boastful pride of our life.
所以我们从圣经里面看到, 魔鬼撒旦又对主耶稣说, 你若是神的儿子, 你可以从殿顶上跳下来。
And then so Satan started attacking Jesus and said, if you are truly the Son of God, throw yourself down from the pinnacle of the temple.
因为神会保守你,
because angels would protect you.
所以呢, 魔鬼撒旦也用圣经上的话来保证主耶稣会蒙保守不会死。
So now we see that Satan started using the word of God to tempt Jesus.
就好像当初人在伊甸园里面, 魔鬼也是这样讲, 你吃下去,
just like when in the Garden of Eden, the serpent said, if you shall eat from this fruit, you might not die.
可是我们看到神, 主耶稣基督他再一次用神的话来回应魔鬼的引诱。
But then now we see that Jesus used the word of God again to fight against Satan.
因为主耶稣拒绝来试探父神。
Because Jesus says, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test.
然后我们看到, 夏娃呢, 她在园子里面, 因为没有持守住神的话, 心里面想到, 吃了之后, 她便如神一样有智慧。
And because Eve did not use the word of God, and she started walking in the temptations, and she started thinking that if she eats its fruit, she would gain knowledge.
所以心中想到这样的时候, 心里便骄傲起来。
And then once she thinks that she could be like God, then she became prideful.
所以进一步呢, 她就接受了这样的试探, 就摘下,
so slowly, she has now decided that she could eat this fruit.
所以呢, 主耶稣从殿顶上跳下来,
so we know that even if Jesus jumped from the pinnacle of the temple, he would not die.
因为主耶稣是神的儿子,
because we know that Jesus is the Son of God.
但是肉身的耶稣, 他可能会死。
But the Jesus who is in flesh might die.
从树上摘下来果子吃, 也不一定死。
And just like how Eve would not surely die eating the fruit. Because Adam and Eve were creation of God. But the flesh, the Adam and Eve who is in flesh, the flesh will die as a result of eating this fruit. So today we are facing the same temptation. At times you will think that, well, I might not die because I am Christian.
做做看,你不一定会死的,
and I may be able to do this because I am a pastor. Because God will protect me. And now if you choose to face the temptation in that aspect, because we are Christian and because we are a servant, we may be prideful of what we can do. And a lot of times we try to do things that are outside of a boundary to see if God will protect us. And usually we would have a bad result. So don't start doing crazy things because we are the Son of God.
看看神的话是怎么说的。
Because every time we need to come back to the words of God to see what the Bible says.
肉体的情欲,今生的骄傲,如果还不能够成功,魔鬼他就会利用眼目的情欲,让你看看他要你看到的结果。
So if Satan was not successful tempting you in the lust of the flesh and the boastful pride of life, he would start using the lust of the eyes.
魔鬼撒旦对主耶稣的引诱就是将世上万国与万国的荣华都给主耶稣看。
Then now Satan started pointing to Jesus and says, all the kingdom that you can see from the high mountain can become yours.
他要主耶稣一看的时候,希望他能够心动。
Because he wanted to show Jesus this image and try to tempt Jesus.
他希望他心动之后就能够行动。
And Satan hopes that Jesus would be tempted.
那主耶稣一行动，他就把万国和万国的荣华都给我们的主耶稣。
And if Jesus was willing to fall down and worship Satan, then he would give all these kingdoms to Jesus.
然而我们的主耶稣基督还是用神的话来保守他自己。
But then we could see that Jesus once again would use God's words to fight against Satan.
亚当夏娃也是这样。
And at the same time, Adam and Eve as well.
所以呢，当魔鬼撒旦引诱他的时候，让他看见这样的果子，悦人的眼目。
So when Satan present these delightful fruits to Adam and Eve,
而且是可喜爱的，能够让他跟神一样有智慧。
And it not only is a delightful to the eyes, but this tree also has to make one wise.
同样都是用看的。
So just like the same thing, they're giving them an image.
主耶稣是拒绝。
But Jesus refused.
夏娃却是接受
，But Eve accepted。
那在这样的一个拒绝跟接受之间，说明了一个意义。
So now between these two scenarios, we could learn of this one thing。
主耶稣拒绝，表明他爱父的心胜过他爱世界的心。
And when Jesus rejected Satan, it shows that he loved the Father more than he loved the world。
夏娃接受。表明他那爱世界的心胜过了那爱父神的心。
And when Eve accepted the temptation, it shows that she loves the world more than she loves the Father.
当主耶稣拒绝魔鬼撒旦之后
，So now after Jesus has rejected Satan,
他得到力量，便能吩咐魔鬼撒旦退去。
And then now he received this might from the heavenly Father, and he has the power to say, "Go away, Satan."
从此之后，为我们带来救恩的盼望。
So from then on.He opened up the door of grace.
夏娃呢，对试探引诱的接受，死亡的生命从此就进入人的里面。
But now, as a result of Eve, accepting the temptations, she brought death to the whole race.
为人带来极大的失落。
So that all the race is now cursed.
从此人跟蛇都受到极大的咒诅与痛苦。
So from then on, the serpent and man are both cursed.
所以我们可以看到魔鬼撒旦他三番四复的用你若是神的儿子来激励刺激我们的主耶稣基督。
So at all the times when Satan addressed Jesus, he would always say, if you were the son of God.
当然主耶稣基督他也没有接受他的试探。
But Jesus never accepted the temptation.
他没有说我是神的儿子我因此证明给你看我能我行我要看到我所要的一切。
So he never took the position and said, Yes, I am the Son of God, so I'm going to show you what I can do.
今天主耶稣基督他胜过引诱试探不是因为他有神儿子的身份。
Because now Jesus overcome the temptation, not with the position of being the Son of God.
主耶稣基督胜过试探是因为他在肉身的里面他仍然紧紧地靠着神的话。
And it shows us that when Jesus overcame the temptation, he was in the flesh and blood and he uses the word of God.
所以在他里面那个爱父的心就不会消灭。
So that he could show that his love of the Father.
我们一起来读希伯来书二章十四到十八节。
So let's read Hebrews chapter 2, 14 through 18.
荧幕上少了 一段哈那我们就念周报上我们一起来读。
So Hebrews chapter 2, 14 through 18.
Therefore,
since he is flesh and blood, he himself likewise also partook of the same, that through death he might render powerless him who had the power of death, that is the devil, and may free those who through the fear of death were subject to
the devil.他并不就把
自己，
乃就把亚伯拉罕的后裔，所以他反而看他的弟兄，结果为了在神的世上成为慈悲忠信的大祭司，为百姓的罪献上挽回祭，他自己既然被试探而受苦，就明搭救被试探的人。
He is able to come to the aid of those who are tempted.
所以在这一节经文里面讲到儿女既同有血肉之体
So here it talked about how the children share in flesh and blood
他也照样亲自成了血肉之体
And how he himself likewise also partook the same form
最后他说到他自己既然被试探而受苦
And that for since he himself was tempted in that which he was suffered
就能搭救被试探的人。
So he is now able to come to the aid of those who are tempted.
所以主耶稣基督他用神的话来抵挡魔鬼撒旦。
So Jesus used the word of God to fight against Satan. It is a principle that we can learn. That we are in flesh and blood. But he was also in flesh and blood. And when we were tempted, just like he was tempted. So the principle of what he followed, we could use the same. So this time when I went back to Taiwan, I walked on the street. And then I see this scenario. So I took a picture. And on a typical Taiwan street, you walk onto the pathway. This is underneath the high story buildings, but the high story buildings actually act as a cover. So indeed, it is a pathway for a man to walk through. And then there's another, there's a lot of motorcycles in Taiwan. So the other purpose of this pathway is that it's a parking for the motorcycles. So that the motorcycles would not be tortured from the sunlight or the rain. So then it became a difficulty to the shops. Because the original thought was that people will walk by the place. But now the pathway is blocked by the parked motorcycles. And on the other picture, you can see that what have the store owner done? They have put up these blocks. So that the motorcycles can only park far away. That they could only park outside of the pathway. And brothers and sisters, this reminds me of God's word. Just like the fences. Today, if we are not bounded by the word of God, then a lot of things could enter and penetrate. But now, if we are guarded by the words of God, all these worldly things can be blocked outside. And then now let's come to the other spiritual warfare when God was in complete submission to his death.
所以在圣经马太福音27章34-44节里面，这里描述了主耶稣面对另外一次大的征战。
So here in Matthew chapter 27, 34-44, we see another big spiritual warfare that Jesus had to go through.
在十字架上，他面对苦难和死亡的逼供。
And on the cross, he faced the pain of death.
人把他钉在十字架上。
Not only that people put him onto the cross.
这样的苦难是我们知道的。
And we know how painful it must be.
但是主耶稣所受的痛苦。
But this physical pain
却不是我们亲身能感受到的。
Is not something that we can experience today.
其实当时的人知道主耶稣被钉在十字架上会痛苦。
Because at that time, the people knew that it was a painful deed.
所以呢，他们就给他喝苦胆调和的酒。
So they offered him a wine to drink to mix with gall.
其实他们并不是要减轻主耶稣基督的痛苦。
And at that time, they did not try to relieve the pain of Jesus.
他们只是要信念，因为他是神的儿子。
But then they only wanted to tempt him because they were the Son of God.
这样的痛苦。
Because they think that the Son of God should not go through that pain.
但是我们主宁愿受痛苦。
But our Lord Jesus chose to receive the pain.
他喝了一口之后，知道是这个醋调和的酒。
And after he took one taste of this drink,
他也不愿意再享受人为他肉体所安排的止痛剂。
And he was not willing to drink because the drink could serve as a pain relief.
所以呢，我们的主就亲自为我们尝了死亡的苦味。
So our Lord wanted to take the pain in full.
叫我们每一位神的儿女都有这样的盼望。
So that as the children of God, we have this hope. That he took all of our sins away through this painful death.
我们的主耶稣基督如果他想贪恋这肉体的情欲,
Now if Jesus at that time wanted to have the pain relief,
他岂要放十架喝这酒呢?
Well, if he really wanted to avoid the pain, then why bother going onto the cross?
我们也看到主耶稣基督在十字架上他的罪名是这是犹太人的王耶稣。
We also see that when Jesus was on the cross, the sign that put against him read, This is Jesus, the King of the Jews.
所以当有人走路在十字架下经过的时候,
So when people walk by the cross,
他们也用讥笑的言语说,
They started mocking him and said,
你若是神的儿子, 你就从十字架下来吧。
And said, if you are the Son of God, then come down from the cross.
所以那么刺激的言语,
so these words of mocking
放在我们主耶稣基督的头上,
were done to Jesus.
说在我们主耶稣基督的脚下,
and that's how people spoke to him.
其实我们的主若要满足今生的骄傲,
so if Jesus really wanted to appease the boastful pride of his life,
在还没有上十架之前, 他已经可以在地上作王。
That he could choose to be kings of all the kingdom, not
only.
And if Jesus wanted to proclaim he is the Son of God,
早在上十字架上之前, 他就能够拒绝十架的一切苦难。
And he could have just said, I don't want to go onto the cross and receive all this pain.
然后我们主耶稣基督他拒绝今生的骄傲。
But Jesus said no to his own pride.
为着拯救世人的唯一方法, 他宁可上十字架,
and he chose on this one path so that he could save all of the sinners.
成为我们众人的挽回祭,
that he could become our redemption.
主耶稣基督他是荣耀的君王,
because our Lord Jesus is in glory.
他要带领我们这些属神的儿女一起进入他的天国。
And he wanted to take all the children of himself to come into his kingdom.
我们继续看到的时候, 就连祭司长和文士长老, 他们也跟这些罗马兵丁和路人一样。
And in the same way, the chief priests, along with the scribes and the elders, also started mocking him.
他们也是这样说, 你若是基督, 可以让我们看看你从十字架上下来, 我们看了我们就相信你是神的儿子。
And then they started mocking him and said, you save others, but you cannot save yourself. You are the king of Israel. Now let you come down from the cross and we will believe in you.
弟兄姊妹,我们实际上已经看到,他在世上的时候,我们的主已经救了许多的人。
So we already know from the Bible that Jesus has saved a lot of men when he was walking on the world.
如果他只是要满足人眼目的情欲,他何必从十字架上走下来给他们看呢?
Now, if Jesus wanted to appease the lust of the people's eyes, then why bother coming down from the cross?
若真的在十字架上要满足人的情欲,才能叫人相信他, 就是他救了自己,对父神也没有办法来完成父神的使命。
And if he chose to appease the lust of the people's eyes and come down from the cross, then he could not have completed the work.
如果他满足当时人眼目的情欲,
and if he chose to appease the lust of those people's eyes,
今日我们这些人就只能活在无望的宗教世界里面,
then today we will no longer have hope.
在善恶的世界里面做挣扎。
And in this world, we will no longer have hope.
完全没有一个更新的救法。
And we will no longer have a way to be saved.
我们看到主耶稣基督,他愿意顺服父神的旨意。
And here, we see Jesus complete submission to God's will.
但所凭借的不是神儿子的身份。
And not by using his position of the Son of God.
他完完全全为了拯救世人。
But it's only through his desire to save the people.
所以他的肉身就被世人钉在十字架上。
So that his flesh was put onto the cross.
他甘愿牺牲自己, 就解释了人的一切罪与罚。
And his humble and obedience could become our salvation for our sins.
因为爱父的心在我们主耶稣基督的里面。
Because the love of the Father is in Jesus.
他愿意顺服父神的意思。
And he is willing to be in complete submission to God's will.
希望我们今天也有一个爱父的心在我们的里面。So
today, I hope that we all share this love.
使我们也能够常常顺服父神的心意。So
that we could learn to be obedient.
我们来读希伯来书五章七到十节。So
now let's read Hebrews chapter 5.
我们一起来读。
7 through 10.
基督在肉体的时候，既大声哀哭，流泪祷告，恳求那能救他免死的主，救
他
他的前程蒙了应允。他虽为儿子，还是因所受的苦难，学了顺从。他既得完全，就凡顺服他的人，永远得救的根源，并能神照着麦基洗德的等次，称他为大祭司。他虽然为儿子，
and even though he was the son,
还是因所受的苦难学了顺从。
But he is ruling, he learned obedience from the things which he suffered.
他既得以完全,
and having been made perfect,
就为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源。
He became to all those who obeyed him the source of eternal salvation.
所以我们看见我们的主耶稣他顺服父神的意思。
So we see that how Jesus learned obedience from God.
就成了我们所有人得救的根源。
So that he could become the source of our eternal salvation.
叫我们在这个世上有了一个出路。
So that now we have an exit.
这样的救法是我们从来没有想过的。
And this way of salvation is unimaginable.
可是主耶稣基督早早就为我们众人做成。
But we see that Jesus has already done this work.
有一个国防部的工作人员。
So there is this one person who works in the national defense.
我们就说他的名是杰啊，杰夫的杰。
His name is Jim.
那他这个人呢，他有一天呢，他在工作之余休假的时候，他就到国家公园的一个步道上走路。
So one day he was on vacation and then he went on to this national park.
走路走路走的时候突然有来了一只响尾蛇。
And then when he was walking in this national park, a rattlesnake came out.
那这只蛇呢就直扑他而来。
And then this rattlesnake charged against him.
所以他稍微闪躲的时候，这个蛇就立刻走到他的帽子。我们知道我们都常常走路的时候都穿那种带有帽子的衣服。
So when the rattlesnake charged against him, it ran when he ducked,But then the rattlesnake came into his hoodie.
所以这只蛇就直扑到了他的帽子，没有咬到他，可是他的牙齿就咬住那个帽子。
So his fang would actually clamped onto his sweater.
那这个人就马上把蛇给抓住。
And at that time he grabbed onto the snake.
那抓住之后呢，因为不小心他就翻到这个斜坡上。
And then holding onto the snake, he trembled and he fell.
所以翻下去之后呢？刚好他就被这些石头给夹住在那里，他就不能再动。
And then after he fell, he was stuck because he was stuck in between two big pieces of rock.
那这只蛇又重新调整它的位置。
And then the snake started moving.
所以呢，他就叙述到就说，这只蛇四次在攻击他。
So he could feel that the snake tried to bite him four different times.
他当他看到蛇的眼目面对着他的时候。一次攻击，两次攻击，他的手都紧紧地捉住那只蛇。
And then when he was holding onto the snake tried to bite him four different times to the left to the right.
每一次的攻击，他就闪躲。
And every time when the snake tried to bite him, he would avoid.
那当他发现他的背部留着蛇的那个毒液的时候
，And then he feels that the venom is in his sweater.
他就叙述到他全身都凉了。
And then at that time he was out cold.
所以呢，当蛇再一次攻击他的时候
，So times and times the snake tried to bite him.
他使出浑身的力量把蛇紧紧地捉住。
So he used all his strength to hold tight to the snake.
直到他把蛇给掐死。
And then he squeezed the snake so hard that the snake actually suffocated.
所以他这样一个情况的时候，我就想到
，So it is in that time that reminded me.
我们的主他为我们受苦也是这样。
That when Jesus took his suffering, it was like that.
好像他被人钉在十字架上，一点都不能弹动。
Just like when he was nailed down onto the cross, he could not even move.
可是这个人虽然紧紧地捉住蛇，可是我们的神，我们的主耶稣基督却是被钉在十字架上。
And just like how the man was holding tightly to the snake, Jesus was nailed tightly to the cross.
所以当他诉说到，就说当蛇死了之后，他要把蛇给放开。
So now after the snake died, he tried to release his hold.
他说他完全没有力量。
And he said he lost all his strength.
他必须把他的手指头从蛇的身上给拨开。
And he had to slowly, one finger by one finger, slowly release.
今天我们的主，他是亲自为我们受了这样的苦难。
And today, Jesus came and died for us.
And
just like when he was on this world, he went through the same temptation.
And
everything he faced as of in flesh and blood. Just like how we face our temptations today. But Jesus never failed. And on the cross, he overcame the enemy. And he let us realize that we have the same hope. That we have a hope to overcome in the flesh. And Jesus gave us this hope. And he also gave us this eternal life. So that we are no longer bounded by death. So in Hebrews chapter 7, 24-25,
it says, 这位既是永远长存的，他既是的职任就长久不更换。凡靠他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底，因为他是长远活着替他们祈求。
He says, but Jesus, on the other hand, because he continues forever, holds his priesthood permanently, therefore he is also able to save forever those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. So that Jesus' work has been done.
如今他长远为我们祈求,
and now he would continue to make intercession for us.
我们在一张白纸上,
just like how we started out as a blank piece of paper.
我们透过印刷术,
and through printing,
我们印上五元的样子,
that now we have the print of a $5 bill.
那一张白纸就成了五元的钞票,
and now this white piece of paper becomes a $5 bill.
一张白纸,
how it started out in one blank piece of paper.
如果有一个有名的诗人在上面写了几句的诗词,
it started as a blank piece of paper. If a famous poet started writing a poem on it,
多少人对那一张白纸就产生了一个羡慕,
and that piece of paper would become very valuable.
一张白纸如果有一个艺术家在上面画了一些画,
and it could start as a blank piece of paper. Now, if an artist draw a picture on it,
这张画就变成有名的、有价值的事物,
then this piece of paper would become an expensive piece of art.
主耶稣基督,
Lord Jesus,
今天在我们的身上也已经做成这样的工作,
today has done the same work on us,
让我们一个犯罪的人,
so that as a sinner,
一个毫无价值的人,
someone who was unworthy,
因着他的救恩在我们的身上,
through his salvation,
使我们借着基督的宝血将我们的罪全部涂抹,
so that through the blood of Christ our sins are now cleansed,
要使我们得到圣灵的能力,
and it also gives us the power of the Spirit,
叫我们这样的人可以成为一个有用的人,
so that sinners such as us could become worthy.
这个叫救恩,
and this is salvation.
主耶稣基督在世上完成这样的一个使命,
now Lord Jesus came to this world to accomplish this task,
把我们从罪恶里救出来,
to take us away from sin,
他完成了父神的使命,
and he has finished the will of his Father.
今天神的儿女也一直在做这件事情,
so now as the children of God, this is the same work that we are doing.
我们也要得胜,
that we want to be an overcomer as well.
那征战,
so now let's show how we can overcome the spiritual warfare.
反映出来的就是一个坚定不移的信心,
to show that we have this persistent faith.
还有一个爱弟兄爱圣徒的爱心,
and not only that, but we also have the love of the saints.
所以我们的弟兄说了, 教会要生长呢, 教会要扩大呢, 就要借着属灵的征战才能达到。
So it says that the growth of a church is through the victories in our individual's spiritual warfare.
教会的长大, 还有范围的扩大是非常不容易的。
And it is never easy to grow the boundary of our church.
都必须经过征战。
And the growth must be through victories in our warfares.
所以呢, 圣徒如果离开,
so now if the saints depart from God,
也会落在黑暗的权势控制之下,
they would always end up in the reign of darkness.
这是属灵征战的基本特质。
And this is the principle of this spiritual warfare.
弟兄姊妹,让我们不要少去那爱父神的心。
So brothers and sisters, I hope that you would never lose this love for our Father.
一旦少了爱父神的心,就落入爱世界的光景里。
Because whenever you lose the love of the Father, then you start loving the world.
今天在教会的生活里面。
So today in our life,
如果我们还不能学习包容弟兄、饶恕弟兄姊妹、彼此相爱的生活，
If we don't start loving and forgiving brothers and sisters,
其实跟参加一般的社团并没有两样。
Then coming to church is like joining a social group.
如果我们只是过这样的生活，
And if you're only living this life,
我们怎么能够一同征战来做主耶稣基督荣耀的见证呢？
Then how can we become an overcomer and become a testimony of Christ?
在启示录十二章十一节到十二节，让我们看到一个盼望。
In Revelation chapter 12:11-12, we see of this one hope.
这里讲到我神的救恩、能力、国度，并他基督的权柄，现在都到了。
He says, "And they overcome because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of His testimony."
因为那在我们神面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的，已经被杀下去了。
And because and they didn't love the life even when faced with death.
弟兄胜过他是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。
And we can overcome because we have the blood of the Lamb.
他们虽至于死也不爱惜生命。
And even though facing death, we did not love our own life.
所以诸天和住在其中的你们都快乐吧。
So for this reason, rejoice.
我们的主已经得胜了。
That our Lord has overcome.
他已经完成奉差遣为救主的使命。
And he has already completed the will of God.
如今呢，他是我们每个人的救主。
And now he is our personal savior.
魔鬼撒旦的控告也从我们面前完全的撤除。
So now Satan can no longer accuse us.
他不能再控告我们。
And he can no longer accuse us.
因为我们的罪都已经被涂抹了。
Because our sins is covered by the blood.
如今我们所要见证的。
And now we have to give testimony.
就是我们的主。
The testimony of Christ,
还有我们一生所经历的实际
and all this experience that we have in our life,
多少的障碍我们走过
and a lot of warfare we have overcome,
或许有得胜的
at times we win some,
或许有失败的
and at times we lose,
但我们盼望我们这一切的经历都成为我们属灵往前长进的一个经历
and I hope that all these experiences will lead us marching onward in this path.
当我们越来越茁壮，我们的教会就能够成长。
So as individually we get stronger and stronger, together our church can grow.
主耶稣基督已经得胜。
We know that Jesus has already overcome.
教会在末后的日子里面，因着我们忠心跟随羔羊，我们也必然得胜。
And with our persistencies of following the Lamb, the church can become overcoming as well.
我可不可以请仲亮跟 Keith 帮我一下，把这些发给弟兄。好，那我在这张单子上面呢，就稍微把我这几次信息的分享做了一个小小的总结。
So here is a summary of the past sermons of that I preached.
所以属灵生命的成长，在经历上我们会有一些征战的部分。
So in our spiritual growth, we have to overcome spiritual warfare.
我们讲到约书亚，我们讲到大卫，讲到主耶稣基督。
How we talked about Joshua, how we talked about David, and how we talked about Jesus.
各种不同的战役。
All these different warfares that have to go through.
当然，我们也有不同的经历。
And of course, we have our own battles as well.
那从这些经历里面，我们可以学习我们属灵生命怎么成长。
And through these battles, we could see how our spirit can grow.
那这些学习的重点呢，就是啊归纳出来，让我们可以进一步想想看，我们如果属灵生命碰到阻碍的时候，到底在哪一点上面我们没有去实行。
And these could serve as the points, the summaries of what we need to learn in our different experience.
啊，最后留了一行的空白。
And at the end, the last column, you could see that it's blank.
那我希望我们弟兄姊妹带回去，我们可以自己填写。
And I ask that when you take it home with you, you could fill it out yourself.
每个人面对的战役都不一样。
And I know that everyone faces a different battle.
但是我们的主却给我们同样的保证。
But we know that God has given us the same assurance.
我们靠着他，我们必然得胜。
That through him we can overcome.
那我们的主是那么样的好。
And we know that God is great.
如果在座有一些福音的朋友。
And here, if you have any gospel friends.
这是你还没有接受他作为你个人的救主。
If you have not received him as your personal savior.
你还没有成为神的儿女。
And if you have not become the children of God.
那我在这边也要邀请你。
Then here, I strongly invite you.
来接受主耶稣基督。
To receive God.
来受浸归入他的名下。
And to baptize in his name.
信靠我们的主耶稣基督。
So that you put your trust into our savior.
真奇妙甜美。让我们一起来唱这首诗歌467首。
So let's sing song 467 again.
希望我们的主跟我们的生活是紧紧联系在一起。
So I hope that we would have a tight relationship with God.
先告诫爱救赎，真奇妙甜蜜，生命的意义，在我心中是世界从沙又沙，为我做啊，高悬过。心靠起来就做，真奇妙甜蜜，什么都是发现奇迹。心靠起来就做，时刻不离开。他从与我的与我同在，常与同在。第二节，前去去，心靠心爱就做，趁着我的爱，就是我的所在，与我同在，想与我同在，最深不高山。
Let's pray.